What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another podcast. You know who it is. It's Yusuf, part of that Lead Alpha Movement podcast. You got
me, Hassan. What's up, guys? I was here last podcast, but we're back and we're better.
Duo's back, baby. The powerful duo's back. Well, today we're going to talk about respect. Respecting boundaries, respecting people, respect old people, respect younger people. Just the word respect.
Respecting yourself.
Respecting others' decisions, respecting people's view of you, respect of people's image of you, just respect. Hassan, start it off.
me, personally, respect goes a long way with anything that you do. But first and foremost, if you have no respect for yourself, no one will respect you. You know, so it's like you respect your boundaries, your morals, your religion, your beliefs, your goals. Like, you have to have some high expectation about your own thing. Like, you have to know what you're respected for, what you're respected about, and why you respect others and for what, how. You know, so me, I grew up in a household, like, respect was, like, the main thing. Like, when we go to other families for gatherings and my cousins, my uncles, aunts, we had to, like, my dad taught us how to respect others, you know? It's like, like,
treating the people.
Yeah, like treating not people better than you. Better than you, but show them like what kind of person you are. Like, it builds like a character, like a respected character. Like, if I'm respectful towards you, 100%, or I want to say 90% of the time, you're gonna be respectful towards me, you know. But like, sometimes people are just like they're very disrespectful, and what you do is you don't disrespect them, kill them with respect, kill them with kindness. You don't have to go out of your character just to prove a point, you know? So it's like, you going out of your character is like you breaking your own boundaries, breaking your own rules, like something that you believe in. Like, okay, that's not me, so why do I gotta be like the other person? Like, for instance, somebody's causing problems with you for no reason, no odd reason. You're just causing problems. You out in public, you at the gym. You know, you're talking to this guy comes up to you being very disrespectful. You could tell him, okay, thank you, I appreciate it, and just walk away. Or you can really lower yourself to his level because he's a low person, a negative person, and become like him. Right there and then, it's like, yeah, not just lose respect, but think about the responsibilities. Right after, let's say you guys like get locked up, cops come, you get locked up, you know? It's like, what was the whole point of that, you know? Like, other people view you as, like, oh, this guy's a criminal. He started something. They wouldn't even know your side of the story, you know? Like, they wouldn't even, like, cops wouldn't respect you as much. Like, even when the scene is, they pull up to the scene. Like, there's a lot of downfalls with not respecting the area or the situation. You just got to move forward with it. Like, sometimes, like, the other day, I got into it with some hard-headed guy who was just being very negative for no reason. And I used to be hard-headed myself, honestly. So I just started being positive about it. I just started being respectful. Like, he was saying some very cruel things for no reason. And I was like, all right, I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm going to go on with my day. Because I respect myself enough, and I feel like it kind of matured me in a way to a point where I was like, honestly, this serves me no purpose, and I don't need to prove my point to this individual. This guy serves me nothing in life. So I just took myself and I walked out that situation because I respect myself enough to a point where I wouldn't want my future self to look back at this and be like, damn, oh, wow, just because of that. Like, it's either you learn now or through experience later on. Like, you have to really observe, like, observe your your life or your current situation. Sometimes you don't, like me personally, I don't sometimes. Like, I don't observe it right there and then. Like, I'm the type of person to learn from experiences, but I started to learn throughout other people's experiences. Like, just say they went through it. Like, I started teaching myself, like, why do I have to go through it myself when I can get through it by just learning off this guy? You know, so it's like there's a lot of things that you can teach yourself within, like, your growing up stage, your growing up stage, or your mental and your maturity. There's a lot of things that you can learn by yourself without experience. You don't have to go. You don't have to be the brokest in the room to have like the richest story later on in life. You don't have to have a lost one that passed away, and then you started having this come up story. Like, you don't have to go through trauma yourself. You can learn from other people's experiences and just use that as tools, and then just start evolving in life, evolving mentally, physically, spiritually, religiously. Any way that you see positive or going up, like something upskill, take that and learn from it, you know? So, me, back to respect is that I want to say that, how do I put this to words? It's like boundaries. Like, for instance, you know, like the, you know how we joke around most of the time, like the boys and all that. There's certain boundaries you won't, or certain jokes you won't say to another person because there's boundaries, but the type of respect you don't want to push it that far, you know, like. Me, out of my, like, me, personally, I don't disrespect my boys at all. Like, I don't even call them out of their name because I wouldn't want to be called out of my name. You get what I'm saying? Like, even when somebody calls me out of my, I kind of feel disrespected, you know? So, it's like, sometimes, yeah, it's a joke, they didn't mean it, but at the same time, it's like, I never called you that, so why'd you call me that, you know?
Yeah, but how do you do it?
It's easy. Oh, you address it in a respectful way. Like, oh, hey, bro, honest, you don't say in front of everyone. You can pull them to the side. Hey, bro, I didn't like the way you called me that name. You know? If your friend is respectful enough, he'll respect your opinion. You know? Or if your friend is being very hard-headed about it, like, no, it's not like that, whatever, no, bro, it's whatever. Now it's your decision between... You keep that friend or you just drop him. Like, I don't need you in my life, you know, sir. If you're going to keep disrespecting me like this or calling me out of my name, I don't need to hang around with you if it bothers you that much. Like, some of my boys, like, we joke around. So I know some of them, they say... Like things like that. Like, but those are boys that I have for, like, 15 years, 13 years, like... But if I have boys that I've met for, like, what, a year, months?
Let me cut you off. So, I lost my father. Yeah. And a dad joke to me from anybody, that's...
personal.
That's an insult. Yeah. I'll be like, whoa. Why would you say that?
You know, yeah, like... You feel like it's against you.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, hold on 1 second. You know my dad's dad. Why would you say that?
Yeah.
But then you gotta... It's on you. You need to set the boundary. You need to be like, hey, you know, I appreciate everybody in this room, whoever your boys are, whoever your friends are, whoever it is. Hey, you know, when you guys are joking, don't joke about my father because my father's not here. I'm very sensitive about it, and I'd like to just be like that. Keep it normal. That way, it's not a surprise when it happens. Like, it's not like, oh, hey, your dad's fat. You'd be like, oh, hold on 1 second. Why would you say that? Oh, I'm getting angry. I'm about to get disrespectful. I'm about to do something out of anger. I'm probably going to regret this. Or you can just set the boundary right away so that way it doesn't happen. And even if it does happen, you gave somebody a fair warning. You gave somebody a shot. You gave somebody a chance to think what he's doing. And then if they apologize, you accept the apology. You keep going. And that's why I think people forget what respect really is. Respect is really when somebody older than you is talking to you. Even if somebody's younger that's talking to you. And they're talking about real stuff, take the chance to hear them out.
Respect them enough.
Or what about if this old man is giving you life advice? Take his advice and run with it. Either you let him know that, you know, thank you for whatever you said, even though you might not relate to it. Pretend that you did. That's being respectful. Set a boundary with yourself. All right, if anybody is respectful with me, I'm going to give them the same. Remember first grader in kindergarten, they tell you the golden rule is treat people how you want to be treated. Remember that rule?
Respect your elders.
That's a real rule. Treat people how you want to be treated. If you want to get treated through love, love people. If you want to get treated through respect, respect people. If you want to get treated through hate and anger, be hate and have hate and anger towards people. But just don't sit there and play the victim when you get disrespected. Like, why would this happen to me? Nah. It's either you set the boundary where you don't take nothing personal, or you set the boundary where you're going to take everything personal and you're going to lose respect for yourself, because at the end of the day, you got to go to sleep with you. I don't got to go to sleep with you. You got to go to sleep with you. And you got to sit with yourself, and you got to hear yourself, and you got to understand yourself. What's the point of hurting yourself when you know you can just prevent that and just respect other people so they can respect you back? And that's what, like, let's say you're giving somebody money. Don't put this guy or this female on Facebook or on Instagram or on Snapchat. Look, I'm donating. Because what about if that guy's already stooped down? He already stooped down so low in his life where he's asking you for money. You're going to make him feel like shit. Yeah. Why would you do that? I mean, if you're trying to do a good deed, do a good deed. Do it behind the curtains, behind the camera. You don't need a camera to show that you're a good person. Yeah. People, the good people in the world now, you never know who they are. Like, I'd never know I'd help somebody, and then later on they tell me, hey, man, you helped me out. I appreciate it. I didn't know that I helped you. Yeah. I thought in my head, I'm just giving you this pencil, and you're going to write with it. But that pencil turned around and gave you X amount of things that changed your life, and it changed other people's life, and you kept giving, and you kept helping, and you kept, like, I never asked you for a thank you. I never asked you for, hey, you did this, hey, you, I never asked for that. You showed me you had it. You showed me you did it. You showed me you changed. You showed me you gained that. You respected yourself, and then you respected me by hearing what I had to say, and you experienced it. That's what people get messed up, is they forget to show action of how they changed and how they grew from mistakes, and how they grew from regretful things or guilty things, and how they changed. What's the character they built from that standpoint of how they used to be regretful, how they used to have hate, how they used to have anxiety. You know what I'm saying? Everything, it goes on and on. But if you get a chance to sit down with somebody and give them 100% of your attention, hear what they're saying, but don't take it. Because what about if you're messed up yourself and you can't process what he's saying like the way he wants you to process it, so you can tell him, oh, it's okay, everything's going to be okay, or don't worry about this, or don't worry about that. But at the end of the day, people just need a pat on their back every once in a while, tell them, hey, man, you know, you're all right. Or you can push through the next day, because yesterday you didn't think you'd be here today. And the day before that, you didn't think you'd be there yesterday. It's nobody knows what's going to happen in the next 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Why would you disrespect somebody just because your class, your dignities, your morals, your financial title, your respected title? I mean, respect everybody regardless who it is, because you respect your parents. And even if you don't respect your parents, you respect somebody. I think you should learn respect to your parents, because they're the ones that raised you. They're the ones that fed you. They're the ones that took care of you. Even if it wasn't your parents, it was your uncle. Respect your uncle. Respect your aunt. Respect your grandma, your grandpa, your cousin, your friend, your brother, your sister. You respect everybody in general, and you'll get it back somewhere.
100%.
Don't think whatever you do good is going to go unnoticed. Remember, you still got God watching. God sees that you're trying to be respectful.
But I want to pinpoint to what you said, like, about, like, your financial status, the way you are. Don't make money change you or you start. Like, let's say you got millions upon millions of dollars, you know? You have no right to go ahead and disrespect someone at all. Like, I've been around a lot of wealthy people. I've been around a lot of broke people. I've been with a lot of middle class people. Me personally, I treat them all the same. I wanna put nobody on a pedestal or oh yeah, just because you got more money, I'm gonna put you higher than me, or I'm gonna respect you more. Or this guy is middle class, oh, I'm gonna respect him more or less. Or this guy is homeless, I'm gonna respect him less. Me personally, if I approach you, or you approach me with respect, it's always going to be respect. But if you disrespect me, it can go one or both ways. Either, it depends how it is, where you're coming from. Like if you're being physical, trying to attack me, now I got to defend myself, you know? But yeah. if it's verbal, just trying to talk to me, honestly, bro, it's nothing. It's hot air. I'm going to let you slide. Do what you got to do. Thank you. Boom.
Move on.
I can't do anything to you. I don't want to do anything to you.
So would you feel like you needed... So let's say I came disrespectful towards you. And you're having a bad day. And everything that went wrong, went wrong. And you think that it's the end of the world. Would you let that disrespectful moment sit with you?
I mean, if it takes out of your manhood, like to that point, or if it really takes too much out of you, say something. My thing is, there's nothing wrong with addressing a situation. If you feel disrespected, address it. You don't have to. You don't have to fight. Just address it in your way, but in a calm way. Not to a point where you're overreacting like a girl. But don't overreact on things. Like, I'm not trying to throw shade at girls, but most of the girls, when they get disrespected, it's all over the place.
They're emotional.
Yeah, like, don't get your emotions involved.
Men are emotional, too.
Yeah, now...
Some men hide it. They don't have respect for themselves. Because if I'm respectful to myself, if I feel a certain type of way, I'm going to say it. And you know me. You know me. If I feel like I'm in the wrong, or if I feel like I'm in the right, or if I feel like I didn't do anything, if I feel like somebody else did something, if I feel like something's going on, I'm going to say something because I feel uncomfortable. It's not about feeling comfortable, it's just that I feel like there's something voided out. Like, there's something that wasn't said at the right time. There was something that wasn't eaten at the right time. There's something in your past that is keeping you up because you're afraid of it, or there's something in your future that you're afraid of. But you got to respect yourself enough to know that you'll live another day if you keep doing the right thing. And everybody needs to understand that if you're doing the wrong thing, it's only a matter of time before the wrong thing catches you. And that's when you need to set a boundary. You need to sit down with yourself. Okay, I learned from all my mistakes. I learned from all my regrets. I'm not going to repeat the same mistake. I'm not going to repeat the same regret. I'm going to respect myself enough to man up, do what I got to do in order to fix what I have going on so that way I can move on with my life and respect other people that way. And maybe you can help somebody change their life and respect them, because I can show you respect. Somebody calls me out of my name and I just sit there and smile. They'll say, man, this guy has a lot of patience. But no, it's respect for myself. Why would I put myself in a situation where I won't be able to see my mother the next day, or I won't be able to see my little brother, I won't be able to see you, or I won't be able to see my friends, I won't be able to go to work, I won't be able... The simple things. We do simple things in a schedule, in a routinely manner. But if you add respect into your manner, respecting somebody day one, respecting two people day two, respecting people day three, by the time you get to day 42, you're respected. And you're respectful. And that's a character behind being humble. When you're humble, that means you're respected. That means that people come to you because they feel like they're acting out of certain emotions or certain feelings or certain actions. And they feel like they've been wronged. So they'll come to you and they say, hey, I've been wronged this way. What do you think I should do? Because you're a respected person. You're a respected person to speak to. And you show respect. And you show respect to an ant, a fly, a tree, a person, whatever. You just show respect. Because at the end of the day, it's not your job to judge. And it's not your job to predict other people's futures. It's not your job to help somebody with their pet. Not help somebody with their past. Not you to judge somebody for their past, their regrets, all their mistakes. Because now you're losing respect with yourself. Because what if somebody did that to you? Aren't you going to feel like crap? You're like, oh man, this hurts. But why would you let it get it to that when you could just be respectful and calm situations down, give people time to heal, give people time to accept things, give people to adjust to respect. If you don't have respect for yourself, you want to shower. You want to brush your teeth. You want to
stay clean.
You want to stay clean. You want to dress nice. That means you're disrespectful to yourself. You can tell by somebody's appearance.
Yeah, 100%. But like at the same time, you don't want to judge a person by their appearance. You know, so it's like, some people might not be financially there to buy those. But take care of your mom. Main thing is always you got to put yourself first in every situation. And I want to say that what I used to do when people used to disrespect me was I used it as fuel, you know? So it's like, some people don't disrespect me by calling me out of my name, but they will do it in a way where, like, I felt belittled in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like they were trying to take me out of my character, or they try to put me on the spot in front of people, where, like, very, very recent, you know?
You didn't feel right.
Yeah, like, very recent. The same person that disrespected me years ago, he see me, he was surprised of the person I am and where I've came in life. He was like, wow. You know, he was telling me, wow, like, I didn't expect you to be this type of person. He was like, wow, why everywhere you go, people know you, why this, this, and that, what do you got going on with the Ali Alpha? He started asking, he was so curious about my life, you know, but, like, a couple years back, he would have cared less.
It's because he heard something of you, he saw something of you, he painted the wrong picture of you until you came to define it.
Yeah.
When he saw you in person, he's like, okay, he's not like what they say, he's not acting like that, he's actually pretty respectful. He shakes everybody's hand. He looks at them firmly. He listens to people. Then that's a sign of being a good person. Even though you're going like, bro, I keep telling you, we're cursed with a good heart. And you never know you have a good heart until bad happens to you, and you still want good for people, and you still want the best thing for people. That's why having the curse of a good heart is good and bad, because you feel hurt, but you don't care about your hurt. You care about somebody else's hurt. How can I make you smile again? How can I make you happy? How can I make you more motivated? How can I make you drive farther? How can I make you go touch your goals? But that's the characteristic of having a respected man or a respected female or a respected... the list... Listen, bro. So, like, you go to a restaurant and you're getting the best food from the best chef. His reviews are crazy. So if you think about it, his reviews on Yelp or on Google or on whatever it is are respect stars. Think about it. People came and tried your food. They loved it. They put your name out on Google. This guy is the best food. Look, go for him. Somebody respected your cooking, respected your gift, respected your talent. So now the next person that comes, they painted a picture, right? Let's say they get a bad food plate. So they're like, hold on one second. This guy lied. This guy, he's not a respected chef. He's not even a good chef.
No.
He lied. He gave me the wrong plate. But what about if that guy wasn't working that day?
No. You wouldn't know.
So you wouldn't know, really. But you got to be respectful, because people are trying. Everybody's trying every day to survive. People are trying to get money. People are trying to feel undepressed. People are trying to get out of depression. People are trying to get out of suicide. People are trying to get out of financial problems. People are trying to get out of mental traumas. People are trying to get out of being them. But the part two version is trying to come out. Because everybody has a part one and a part two. If you think about it, from 1 to 20, you're different. I want to party, 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 party. 21 to like 25, I still want to party. I still want to, I want a girlfriend now. I want to get more money. I want to do something. 26 to 36, you slow down on the partying. You slow down going out. You start becoming more homebodied. You start doing more things with your families. You meet a person. You want to get married. You want to start your own family. 36 to 56, you're just living your life with your family. You're living your life with your wife. You're doing what you're doing. You're gaining respect from your kid, because your kid is going to respect you. How can your kid respect you if you're not respected by yourself? Because if you're not a tough person in front of your kids, they'll think it's okay to be weak at times. And it is okay to be weak, but not all the time. It's okay to have a little time where you need to be by yourself to rethink things and move on. It's okay to have that time where you need to find out why you're not respected, or how can you get more respect, or how can you give respect, or how can you talk about respect, or how you can show respect. You just gotta be real with yourself of what you want. Where you want to go and how you want to get there. That's why I preach all day. You need to journal. You need to sit down with yourself. That's the only time in the day when you journal is with yourself. You need to focus on yourself. You need to love yourself. And having love is respect for yourself. You got to have standards. You got to have boundaries. You got to have elements in your life that you got to change, because you got to do better. And if you're disciplined, you'll never be undisciplined, because you want better. So that means you're going to look for the next level. Why would you settle for anything less when you know you can get more? Why would you settle for a small cheeseburger when you can get a double cheeseburger? Why would you settle for a double cheeseburger and get a triple burger? What about a quad, a five, a six, a seven, an eight? It goes on and on and on. And that's what life is. If you want to double up, then you need to strap in. You need to sit down in your seat. You need to put a seatbelt there and don't get up until you're ready to get up. There's no time limit on when you should grow up and when you should get married and when you should help somebody and when you should do the right thing and when you should. Everybody has their own time for things. There's people that are 60 that just became a CEO. There's people that are 70 that just got out of depression. There's people that are 80 that just found out about their kids or found out about their grandkids or found out about their great-grandkids or found out they even had a life or found out they even had a better life. Or there's people that never see the light, but they're there. They understand why they're there. They understand what happened. Now they respected themselves enough to deal with what they got to deal with. There's no shame in being weak every now and again when you got to re-up on yourself, you got to recoup, you got to sit down with your thoughts that you're afraid of, and you got to learn how to have respect for yourself and want better. You can't just live a life of sorrow and regret and feeling down all the time and feel like you don't want to get out of the bed. Today I woke up, I didn't want to get out of bed. I wanted to sleep. I wanted to sit in bed. I was getting lazy. And then my discipline came up. Hey, wake up. It's time to go. It's time to go. It's time to wake up. It's time to move. We got to do something. We can't just sit here and lay down and say, oh man, you know, this sucks. No, it's not time to say it sucks. It's time to get up and move. It's time to take control of what you have and take control of you. Don't let anybody else take control of you. Only the thing or power or energy that you need to control you is God. And even if you don't believe in God, be your own control. Control your actions. Control your sayings. Control the things you do. Control the things you say. Control the things you eat. Control your financials. Control your thoughts. Try to control your thoughts. But don't be a control freak. Try to. The key word is try.
You can't control anything. You can't control anything you don't have a hold of. Like, see what you can control. Like, for instance, your life you can control. Your financial situation, your thoughts, where you live, what you drive, how you dress, the way you talk. These are things that you can control. Don't try to throw them at someone. Like, for instance, you start meeting someone, you start talking to someone, you start dating someone, and you're trying to control someone else's life. No, my opinion, they live their own life, their own personal life. They have their own hobbies, their own habits. Don't try to throw your
standards on
them. Yeah, like on them. They have to be acceptable of what you have.
Well, check this out. They lived the life before you. You know, you're coming new into that person's life. You're this new thing that is speaking to them that they never had. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you meet a girl, you like her, you fall in love, blah, blah, blah. Then you get to a point where you're like, man, I love this girl, or I love this man. How do I become one with him, or how do I become one with her, or how do I progress here? One of my best friends just got engaged, and he's an older person. It's never too late. He just found out he was ready. He found the right person. He's moving on. He had enough respect for himself that he had to wave off X amount of females until he found the right one. And what about if the one that he thought was the one wasn't giving him enough respect? Respect is huge in a relationship. If you don't respect my demeanor, if you don't respect my thought process, if you don't respect my actions, then there's a problem there. You got to address it. But that's all I got to say about respect. The next podcast is going to be about control. I like control. I like talking about it. Controlling situations, controlling the circumstances, controlling everything you're against and everybody's against you, controlling that environment. Because I've been there before. I've been in a situation where I had no control and I felt lost. I felt like that's it, it's done, it's over. I can't move, you know? But hey, guys, it's me, Yusuf.
I'm your Hassan.
Appreciate you guys buying the merch. You guys, we sold out again. The new design will be up again on Instagram when we got this new design. I don't want to spoil it. We're going to put it on Instagram. And if you guys want the merch or some of the shirts or shorts that we're going to drop, hey, hit us with a DM. Thanks for all the feedback. Thank you for all the reviews you guys have been leaving on the podcast sites. And again, man, peace and love. Thanks.